Can we members just move on to the AOB? There is just one item that I'd like just to cover. I mentioned it right at the beginning under matters arising, and that is the boardwalk under the IEC. There was some correspondence between members and the harbour unit about the programme, and the programme was circulated, and I think a number of us were somewhat disappointed, if I may put it that way, at the apparent length of time it was going to take to plan and build the boardwalk. And I asked CDD if they could help flesh out the programme for us, if they can, because it does seem an extraordinarily long time. I think we're talking 2019 at best. So, CDD, would you like to have a go?
Yeah, actually, we have reviewed the program and find that actually the program, which takes about 6 years, is a normal program.
6 years is a normal program. All right.
I mean, from normal program, because don't forget that this project involves the PHO, and we need to actually do a prelim design, then consult the public and prepare the cogent and convincing material. And there are certain risks about the program, time taken, and we and on the establishment of the public needs, we still need to gazette it under the FOSO and CBAC and ordinance, and all this take time and has to be consequential. So I think actually we see that there's not too much room to compass the program. We'll do our best to adhere to the program as far as possible.
Nothing you can do in parallel? Everything has to be sequential, does it?
There's not much we can do, but we'll KIV that, and if there's opportunity, we'll try to speed up the things.
Vincent, please. Thank you.
Well, Chairman, I think well, we all see the problem here with the government program. You know, while it would take 11 years for the Queen's Pier to relocate to Pier 9 and Pier 10, I'm not surprised that this boardwalk would take 6 years. You know, but I think, Chairman, as a commission member, I would only state that well, this is something that the Harbourfront Commission would not want to see things further delayed, and with this kind of program, I think we should keep on record that we urge the government to expedite this harbourfront improvement program for the benefit of the 7 million people of Hong Kong. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, and I think also, you know, we do have, there are two aspects to this.
Please.
One is the PHO, which really has to be resolved at some stage, and I don't see why we can't set a timetable for that. Only the second thing is actually engineering design, which I suppose logically can't start until we've found out whether it's realistic in terms of evaluating the PHO.
Could take a view and run the two in parallel.
Yeah, we could.
In the private sector, you'd probably take a view. You'd say, well,
we think
eventually we'll sort out the PHO, and therefore we'll run the engineering design in parallel.
There will be a substantial overlap.
Hang on. Government on my right.
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, we certainly appreciate that members of the Commission would like to see this project proceeding. Well, to put it this way, you want it to happen tomorrow, or if not yesterday. I think that much is recognized, and rest assured that the Bureau do put assign significance to this project, and we will be working with the departments to make sure that we proceed with the project as expeditiously as we could. But at the same time, I think we also have to respect the normal public works program the way that is done, including especially for this particular case, we have to go through the VHO. And just to answer the question why we can't proceed everything in parallel, it's also partly because we are subject to something called the audit, which does not allow us to expend money unless we would be able to proceed up to a stage that we are satisfied that we are not just dumping money into the sea on a project which may not see the light of the day at the end of the tunnel. So I think what we have put, what CEDD has put before members now is I think a realistic, a reasonable estimate of if we take things as they are, that's our current estimate of how we can how quickly we can proceed with the project. And I should say this is we have already factored in some many optimistic elements in it, assuming that we get everything on time, we get the funding on time, we get the PHO done in time without hiccups, and also the Gazette and everything proceed smoothly. So I should, well, of course, we will try to expedite wherever we can, but there are statutory steps that we can't really sidestep, and there are things that we cannot. Well, there's only so much we can do in parallel without upsetting the way that the public works program is now being controlled.
Can I make one or two points there?
I think Sujata's got a hand up. Then you can have a go, Peter.
Thank you, Chairman. Not anything related to this project. I don't know why this room is freezing. In the future, maybe it could be a little bit more warmer. But regarding to this particular...
I'm surprised it's not a friend's sustainability guidelines.
Yeah, for this particular island, the project for this connectivity, if I remember, the connectivity study was done 2008 maybe, or even earlier. So it's already been 6 years. So another 6 years, I want to put the question this way. Suppose Hong Kong cannot afford to wait that long. What needs to be changed to deliver it in 3 years is something to look into, because if you look at, the other side of the harbour, that Hung Ham waterfront, mm-hmm. if you go there every day, I live very close, it's really used by people a lot. And this is, the opposite side is just an ugly reminder of what we are not doing and should be doing. So if you factor in lost opportunity cost, what is it that needs to be done to make it happen earlier? That's all I want to say, Chair.
That's why we're trying to create an authority.
Well, do we need an authority to go ahead with a scheme like this, really? It is 3 to 4 years since the feasibility study was done. It went through 3 stages of public consultation. Following that, and during the course of the Harbourfront Commission, the CEDD has carried out investigations, which we gather are quite agreeable, and the recommendations are that this is certainly doable. We have to obviously start with the PHO, and you haven't given us any indication at all as to when you're starting with that, really. If that's a precursor to carrying out, as you seem to indicate, detailed design work, then we really need to have a program for that. But 6 years is quite ludicrous, and I don't know if you're aware, but every time we speak to the professional and the business community, they point a finger at government on exactly this sort of issue. And I think, there is a need for Development Bureau to be a lot more sensitive, really. These are things that the public needs, as Sujata has said. There's absolutely nothing particularly stopping this going ahead. But we have no program yet at all, even. So we're just talking about facts that sit in mid-air.
Please.
Mr. Chairman, the timetable before you has already factored in the need to undergo the steps that would be necessary in order to satisfy the protection of harbour ordinance. And I should remind members that I think in our previous briefings that we have done for members about the tenets of the protection of harbor ordinance. It's not just the public consultation or public support that is required in order to satisfy that a reclamation can proceed within the harbor under the PHO. We would also need to go through the process. And it is based on previous court jurisprudence that we have to go through those steps, that we have to prepare the cogent and convincing materials in order to, in anticipation of satisfying any challenge about whether the project actually satisfied the test under the PHO. And in the timetable, we have already got the factoring the funding application and consultant engagement, and a major task of that consultant would be to actually take us through the steps of preparing those materials and make sure that we satisfy the test under the PHO. And once we have done that, and once we have satisfied the test in accordance with the government guidelines, then we would be able to proceed with the next stage of the work, which is to do the detailed design, to gazette it under the foreshore and seabed ordinance, and to actually kick off the whole process of the project, which, as we have explained to members before, is unfortunately caught by the definition of reclamation, despite the fact that the boardwalk is to hang over the water. Thank you.
But have we started on the PHO exercise?
Yes, we are. We have already got the funding application, and we are going to proceed with the consultant engagement. And CEDD has already done the groundwork as previously presented to this task force.
So when do we think we appoint the consultant?
To be by the end of this year. It should be about in the Q4 of this year.
And they will take a year? So I'm just probing, sorry.
Only the program, this will be, hopefully we'll have resolved the PHO issues by Q1 of 2016. Then we have 1.5 years altogether, including all the preliminary designs, consultations, preparation of the equipment and convincing materials, all that. Actually, if you compare with the other project, it's not too long. For the one-side case, it actually took 3 years.
Do we see this as somewhat of a test case, test run? Because the other two have been very major infrastructure projects, haven't they?
Yeah. I think our case is even worse because actually,
even worse?
Yeah, because of the needs. The other projects are very clear in their needs. It's like it's all traffic different, but our case is sort of prefer to have sort of things.
You mean nice to have?
Nice to have sort of things.
It's shocking.
Oh dear. All right. Last comment, Sujata, if you want.
I think that's where the problem is to looking at it as nice to have. Traffic part should be something that we could do alter other things, but for here, this is something absolutely important for the people's enjoyment. And I would really, if you put it in that way, then it's easier to argue the case and get it going forward much quicker.
Overriding public need.
Yeah.
Chairman, well, just a few points I would like to make. Well, I think we are stuck with this overriding public needs issue for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we have been repeating ourselves on and off, and then it's a miracle that we are all still alive, you know. Well, traditionally, well, all these highway infrastructure can pass through all this overriding public need test because the concept that people have is that transport is on top of everything. But this is transport for vehicles. We are now talking about transport for pedestrian. You know, we are talking about returning the harbourfront to the pedestrian. You know, if in the past we can give priority to vehicles, I think it's time that we need to have a paradigm shift, that we are planning the city for people, for the pedestrians. So pedestrian should be given equal weighting as what we used to do, if not more, to what we used to do in the past for vehicle. And I think we are not talking about something nice to have as a, well, boardwalk. We are talking about a boardwalk is an essential thing to connect the entire 73 kilometer harbor, because we have this protection of harbor ordinance. Because of the protection of harbor ordinance, we need to have the boardwalk, right? In order to achieve that vision of a continuous 73 kilometer of continuous waterfront promenade. I think we have our argument here, right? And we need to put forward this in a convincing manner.
Strongly. I think you've just written the paper. That's the argument. That's the whole argument, I think. Yeah. And as you say, the paradigm shift. All right. All right. Let's get the message out there, shall we? Between us, I think we need to. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.